Thank you, Larry. As mentioned, my name is Lori Anderson. I'm at Utah State University, and today I'm going to be presenting on factors related to school-based salad bar use among children and adolescents. I have no financial relationships to disclose. I'd like to start by acknowledging the funding source for this project. This work was carried out at Tulane University's Prevention Research Center, which is funded by the CDC. And also like to acknowledge the Orleans Parish Public Schools who allowed us to come in and collect data during their school year. So to start with a background that most of you are probably fairly familiar with, over one-third of children and adolescents are considered overweight and obese. Non-Hispanic blacks also have the highest obesity prevalence within the United States. And within the state of Louisiana, obesity prevalence is high compared to the rest of the nation. Fruit and vegetable consumption is one component related to weight management, as consumption is negatively related to weight status. Yet consumption levels within children and adolescents remain low within the United States, where within high school students, less than 17% report consuming four or more fruits or vegetables a day. So we're pretty low within the United States in that. Fruit and vegetable consumption is particularly low among non-Hispanic blacks and among children and adolescents within the state of Louisiana. School-based interventions have the ability to influence a large number of youth, where 95% of children and adolescents are enrolled in public or private school. Children consume as many as 50% of their daily calories at school, where 25% of students eat breakfast at school, 90% are consuming lunch at school. That's not necessarily within the school lunch program, but within the site at school. And then 50% of students are also consuming at least one snack at school as well. There's no institution outside of the school that has more, or outside of the home, that has as much frequent and consistent contact than the school does. And there's a growing body of research that has found that the school food environment is associated with youth dietary behaviors and obesity, so this is a prime place for intervention. Introducing salad bars into schools has gained popularity in recent years as a mechanism for increasing access to fruits and vegetables and also consumption. A sub-initiative of Michelle Obama's Let's Move initiative, titled the Let's Move Salad Bars to Schools campaign, has facilitated the donation of over 4,000 salad bar units to schools across the United States, with a goal of donating at least 6,000 units across the United States. The goal of this initiative was to aid schools that don't have the money to purchase salad bar equipment to help them facilitate the adoption of a new program that includes a salad bar. 43 of these salad bar structures came to Orleans Parish, but relatively few studies have rigorously evaluated the effects of the salad bar on fruit and vegetable consumption and use within the schools. So the goal of this project, the goal of this study was part of a larger project that examines salad bar use and adoption of salad bar structures within schools. The research question for this particular project was to look at what factors are related to student use of the salad bar. So the design of the study was cross-sectional. There were 40, as I mentioned before, 43 schools in Orleans Parish that received salad bars. And these schools were identified through a press conference that was held in 2011 for the Let's Move initiative. Of these 43 schools, 19 schools agreed to participate in the study, but unbeknownst to research staff at the time, there were seven of those 19 that were not currently operating their salad bar and therefore were not included in this portion of the study. Data was collected in spring of 2012 and with a focus on students in grades 3 through 12. There were a couple of different measurements that were used and included in the data collection of this particular project. Data was collected from administrators to look at perspectives from the administrator level on the use of the salad bar and the barriers and facilitators that they experience, as well as just general information about wellness policies, the length of lunch, any type of promotional events that happen for the salad bar structure. There were also, data was also collected from food service directors to get their perspectives on the operation of the salad bar as well, including the barriers and facilitators that they might experience. Data was also collected from food service staff to get their attitudes about implementing a new project and or a new program and what that was like for them. And then the primary data occurred with the data collection occurred with students. There were three different student surveys that were administered based on grade level. So third through fourth grade had one survey that was tailored to their education and their reading ability. Another survey for fifth and sixth grade students tailored to their educational ability, and then a secondary student survey that had a few additional questions on nutrition knowledge and social support that weren't included in the previous surveys. But these, all three of these surveys essentially asked the same types of questions about salad bar use, food preference, knowledge about healthy foods. And then an environmental scan was also conducted to examine the overall school food environment, the number of vending machines that were present in a school, the number of offerings available in the salad bar line, if there were presence of nutrition posters or any types of advertisements for healthy foods, and those were conducted in each of the schools. The sample size for the study was just over 1,000 students. Again, student surveys served as the primary sources of data, and then these other administrator surveys, food service director surveys, staff surveys, and environmental scans were also included in this analysis, and I'll get into the details of that in just a second. So demographic and healthy food preference and nutrition knowledge, those variables all came from the student survey. The length of lunch, wellness policy, salad bar marketing, nutrition education, and any other types of nutrition education or nutrition programs that were happening in the school were collected from the administrator survey. Vending machines, nutrition posters, and salad bar offerings were all collected from the environmental scan, and I apparently can't see that last one, but the food service staff attitudes, again, how the food service staff felt about implementing the salad bar were collected from the food service director and staff surveys. So the outcome variable for this analysis was salad bar user. We were interested in determining what factors were associated with those who use the salad bar versus those who don't. And there were two questions from the student survey that we took to combine and create the outcome variable. Students who did not eat lunch served at school were eliminated from analysis, and that was about 150 students. And then students who had a conflicting response between the two questions we used to define our outcome were also eliminated from analysis, and that was 135 students. I should mention here that the total sample size of 1,012 students is after the elimination of these two factors. So again, the outcome variable was a dichotomous outcome. Yes, they were salad bar users, or no, they were not salad bar users. All data was analyzed in SAS version 9.3. Frequencies and percentages were calculated for all variables, and generalized estimating equations were used to build multivariable models. There were two different models that we built, one for all of the students and then another examining just secondary students only. And again, the purpose for that was that there were some additional questions that were asked just for secondary students, and we wanted to be able to capture the differences in just that population. And in this multivariable model, we were only looking at individual level factors, so demographics, healthy food preference, knowledge. Additionally, a multi-level model was built, again, one combined for all the students, and then a separate model looking at just secondary-only students. And the multi-level model included all of the individual level variables, as well as the school level variables of marketing or length of lunch, again, anything happening at the school level. So let's talk a little bit about the results. I'm going to go through the results of the complete sample first, have a small discussion about the lessons that we learned from the complete sample, and then move forward and talk about the secondary students only. So as you can see, almost 70% of the students identified as salad bar users. Our sample was pretty much split between males and females. We had a high percentage of African Americans participating in the study, which is probably not surprising given we were in New Orleans public schools. And then, I'm sorry for this. I don't know how this happened. And then primarily even split between elementary school, middle school, and then a smaller percentage participating in high school. This part of the graph that is overlaid on the other part of the table just indicates different p-values. At the bivariate level, there were differences between males and females in terms of salivar use, as well as the grade level. Same thing here. Most of our sample was primarily less than or 11 years old or less. There was a high percentage of students who identified as having low healthy food preference, and then about 50% of the sample reported that they had low nutrition knowledge. Again, just to keep in mind that this was a sample between 3rd through 12th grade students, so there was probably quite a lot of varied differences between the 3rd graders through the 12th graders. There were some significant differences at the bivariate level between age and also healthy food preference. So when we built a multivariable model, again, just looking at the individual level characteristics that were associated with salad bar use, there were significant differences between sex and also healthy food preference. So those students who identified as female were more likely to eat from the salad bar than those who identified as male. And then those who had a high preference for healthy foods were also more likely to be salad bar users than those who had low preference for healthy foods. When including all individual and school level variables, I'll get back to that one. When looking at all individual and school level variables, these sex and healthy food preference still remained remain significant. No other school level variables such as salad bar marketing, length of lunch, the number of nutrition posters or vending machines didn't seem to have an influence on salad bar usage at all. So again, females being more likely to use the salad bar, and those who had a healthy food preference also more likely to use the salad bar. Students who did not eat from the salad bar were asked a question, if you would be more likely to eat from the salad bar if, and students were allowed to select as many response options as they wanted. So the column percentage will not equal 100. But function looking at if there were more options in the salad bar, and also if the salad bar items tasted better, most students said that they would most likely eat from the salad bar if either of those two options existed. So again, I think highlighting the importance of preference related to healthy foods within schools is a really important piece. So just a small discussion about the complete sample. Again, females were most likely to be salad bar users. I think there's potentially a masculinity component related here, and that there may be an opportunity for schools to address how to market specifically to males to hopefully increase their salad bar usage within the schools. This is consistent with previous literature where females typically are shown to have higher salad bar use or higher fruit and vegetable intake than males. And then also preference being one of the strongest predictors of food choice in general too, and that it's important to improve preferences through taste testing and marketing, and schools can do a lot of that different marketing within their own or to increase preference within their own programs. Now to just touch base briefly on the secondary students only, again the sample size for this was 382. Similar methods, same surveys, just a few extra questions related to salad bar usage and knowledge within the secondary students. So a little lower percentage of secondary students identified as salad bar users at about 60%. Again, primarily most of the sample being in 7th through 8th grade. And there were some bivariate significant differences between sex, grade, and age. Healthy food preference is still, again, low within the secondary students, but a much higher nutrition knowledge. Also, this respondent encouragement piece, a high percentage of students that reported that they frequently did not encourage their friends or family to consume fruits or vegetables, so that's what this encouragement piece is. When looking at just the individual characteristics related to salad bar use, the only significant variable was respondent encouragement, where students who reported that they encouraged their friends or families to consume fruits or vegetables were more than 2 times more likely to use the salad bar than those who didn't report encouraging their friends or family members to consume fruits or vegetables. When looking at individual and school level factors, that respondent encouragement piece remains significant, as well as salad bar marketing. So students who went to schools who reported a high level of marketing within their schools were almost 3 times more likely to use the salad bar than students who went to schools that did not, or who had low levels of salad bar marketing. So there's a lot of different literature that looks at the influence of parent and peer encouragement, but there's little examining that opposite direction. But it seems intuitive to assume that individuals who engage in a behavior are more likely to encourage their friends or family members to engage in that behavior. Also, there's a lot of different research looking at how adolescents respond to advertising and marketing. Usually that's in the negative direction, so when there's marketing for unhealthy items, teens usually respond favorably to that. But we can see that this happens the same way for the marketing of healthy foods too. Within schools, taste testing was the most frequent type of promotion that occurred within the schools. So again, an opportunity that schools can implement opportunities to increase fruit and vegetable consumption or salad bar use through marketing components. So just to follow up with some conclusions or recommendations, I think it's really important that schools continue to reinforce those healthy choices and opportunities within schools, and this can be through multi-component interventions, promotional science, taste testing, etc. I think that there's importance for some future research to get some more qualitative interviews with food service and food service and administrators, to identify ways that they can improve their salad bar use or improve salad bar operations within the schools. Certainly there needs to be some studies beyond just cross-sectional data, and then the main important piece is, does salad bar use really increase fruit and vegetable consumption? We're obviously making a jump here, assuming that if they're using the salad bar that they're probably eating more fruits and vegetables, but more empirical research needs to be done in order to do that. Just follow up with a few limitations, as most studies or all studies have some limitations. Again, cross-sectional, there's probably a selection bias in this study as well, that schools who agree to participate in a study may be different than those who do not, as well as schools who agree to participate or students who agreed to participate in a survey. And then again, the link that salad bar use doesn't necessarily increase fruit and vegetable consumption, and it doesn't necessarily decrease the consumption of unhealthy foods as well. So again, playing into and thinking about those things as well. These are my references, and do we do questions now or at the end?
Well, we're going to be tight.
Okay, we can do them at the end. That's fine. Thank you.